To my trusted journal. Time has passed since I've taken the human as a guest. Because of his help, we were able to feed ourselves through the winter with a stockpile. And with time, we made it. The snow has long melted, and in its place, green grass and flora started the cycle anew. Spring has come. During these months spent with my new lover, I've come to know so much more about him. I grew closer to him the more time we spent together and shared our stories, our experiences. For him, he recalled his various travels from within our continent and beyond the sea. I came to find out my human was far more accomplished than he led me to believe. His clients range from the poorest of merchants to the richest of kings and generals. Although, when I asked why he was poor when he used to be this courier, he simply explained that his compensation covers expenses, but only leaving a few coin to call his own. I feel terrible for him. But now, that's in the past. Deviating from that topic, there were things I have come to find out about my lover's people. Apparently, they have different methods of combating issues than my own people. Like, for example, the main preservative to his stockpile was an excessive stuffing of salt. I didn't know a seasoning could be used to increase the longevity of meat. But humans are an innovative bunch. At least, from my own past experiences. So here we are now. The morning dew of the spring sun has come and another day begins. My human... No. That's not right. My love came back from hunting game last night and is resting on our bed. I would have eased his stress away, but the poor thing passed out before I could offer. Another day then. But as I was writing before, another day approaches, and as the seasons change, I grow less anxious and paranoid of the future. So long as my lover is here, I will tend to him and give him all the love a motherly moth would have towards their husband. That is all that matters, and I hope with time, we'll grow closer than we have previously. Ah! Good morning, dear! I see you're also not a fan of daylight during slumber. Easy now. Lay back down, dear. You worked so hard last night hunting more food for us. I can't bear to see you do so much work from you without compensation. So let me reward you. What kind of reward? Well, isn't it obvious? Let me get your meal from the kitchen. Be sure to not move from that spot, love. You wouldn't want your lover being upset at you now, do we? Good boy. I made breakfast for you, dear. I put all my love into it, much like the numerous dishes I served for you in the past. Just try not to gawk at me too much. The food might grow cold if you do. Don't mind me, love. I'm just waiting for the verdict of my work. But knowing you, I have a feeling of what you think of my breakfast I cooked for you. So then, you love it? You're fine. I know what you're trying to communicate. Thank you. I always try my best for you. My, you sure are quite red. Have I made the food too hot, or are you so flustered at the things I say? Oh, I only tease. Go on, dear. Eat up. Don't let me bother you further from your meal with my musings. Yes, it has been a while since I've left my humble abode, and longer since we've traveled together. Did you have something in mind today? Oh, a stroll through the forest. That would be just lovely. But what compelled you to think of such an idea? A lake you've discovered. You want me to see for myself? Is there something special about this lake you are hiding from me, dear? Fine then. Keep your secrets. I would love to accompany you there in that case. I only need to complete some tasks around the hut before we go. Excellent. Then I look forward to our little stroll, dear. What a lovely time to take a stroll. It's been far too long since I've taken one. Even more so with company. Yes, I believe it would be our first in the spring season. The ice had finally receded, and now more food would be available to us. It's also a good thing the trees and ground sprout green again. I can hardly find my way back to my hut in a sea of white. That I agree, dear. It is a beautiful sight, wouldn't you say? Yes, it is quite windy, too. Although I'm sure that is a stray breeze. What's wrong, dear? Is there something on my face? Oh, you are wondering about the gray cloak around me. Yes, I can see why you gave me such an odd look prior. Well, to answer your question, it's to hide my more radical moth features. And although it barely covers the top half of my form, it does the job well. You do remember why I am a strange case to even my own kind, right? So you do recall. Yes. Back when I pulled you out of the snow and nursed you back to health, I told you this. How I take more of my animal counterpart than most beasts can. Extra appendages like my wings, and the extra pair of arms is rare. At least amongst Tanea beastkin. My kind. Most beastkin would take on a handful of animal characteristics. Like ears, horns, tails, and small amounts of fur if applicable. Anything more, and you start to be perceived as more of a rare oddity than a member of your respected race. In some instances, it could be turned into a bad thing. Well, it is what it is. I can't change the perspective of some that have already made up their mind. Did you have something to say, dear? My wings? Yes. I can see why you think they might look beautiful to you. They are somewhat colorful, after all. What? Human, what do you mean by it fits you? Oh! Hush now. I do not look like a nun. Or, as you so aptly put it, Mother Moth Nun. Your teases won't break me so easily, I'm afraid. Although, I don't doubt you'd enjoy me dressed in that attire. Especially if it's scantily clad. I only tease, dear. Though, if the desire does come. Yes, yes. Let's continue to talk about this nice weather. I'm sure my human isn't deflecting my teasing at this moment. Worry not. I did have another topic in mind. Like this weather as you stated. I much prefer this warmth and abundance and wildlife in the frozen tundra. That is also true. My fellow beastkin can also roam the forest once more. In fact, I believe I can see a few of them a fair distance from us. Oh, you don't see them? Then you have yet to get accustomed to the forest environment. Of course, that simply won't do. My lover must have complete awareness of his surroundings, especially in a place so populated with beastkin like this. Why? Well, to avoid the claws of female beastkin, of course. There are many lovely young ladies that inhabit the forest, and while most residents are kind and respect one another, there are some who will use their charms to attract males. It is especially prominent around mating season. It is a potentially serious matter. Why do I seem nonplussed by it, then? Well, to put it simply, I do not fear them. As your lover, I laid my claim on you. I've marked you with my scent, and thus, you belong to me. And if any young harlot were to pursue you, they would have to get through me first. You seem to forget, dear. I protect what is mine. You only deserve what is best. Even if I must keep you at my hut at times and away from hungry admirers. I don't mind moving on from this topic. Did you have something else in mind? Oh, we're here, are we? Goodness, I really did talk my heart out, didn't I? Well, let us see this lake, love. Wow, what a beautiful sight this is. I don't believe I've ever seen this lake in particular from my stay at the forest. Where did you find this? You stumbled upon it after a hunt? That's all it took? Leave it to be chance to lead one to fortune. Oh, it's nothing to fret over, hun. Regardless, this place could be a nice spot to relax together. You know me too well, dear. Fine, I won't entertain the idea. Just yet, at least. I am a cunning one, as you could see. Slipped that tidbit there just to make you flustered. It wasn't even difficult to get around your defenses. You are too easy to tease sometimes, dear. Dear, do you hear that? In the distance? Dear, I don't think... The galloping of horses. Carriages. A caravan. We need to leave, dear. We need to... I think humans are on their way here. Possibly aiming to hunt me. Finish the job. No. I can't leave you. Please, come. They're about to arrive. What? Yes. Yes. Yes, I trust you. I just don't want you to be put in danger. I can do that. I can hide in the bushes. But warn me if you truly need help. I will. I trust you. Be safe and strong for me, dear. As I feared, a human caravan. What are they doing here, so deep in the woods? Are they here for me? Please, dear. Please don't put yourself in danger on my behalf. He is talking to them now. I hope they don't harm my love. Goddess above, I wish for that to not be the case. Yet, I somehow feel lightheaded at the fact my love is standing between me and potential danger. Me of all beastkin. I pray for a safe return to me. Yet, as I keep staring at him conversing with the caravan, I don't know if that would be a possibility. Maybe. What? They're only supplying goods? They are not here to hunt me down? Hunt us down? They're leaving. I don't understand. But my darling, he simply gave direction to the nearest village. I suppose they mean no harm after all. Still, I truly don't deserve him. But for all he has done, and now this feeling. Oh, goddess, I feel hot. Hot for my lover and the one who stood up to protect me. Hot for him. Huh? Oh, you're back. Mm-hmm. Thank you again, darling. Now, let us go home. Here we are. Not a moment too soon. Looks like we left right as the sun was beginning to set. It is a shame you don't see well in the dark as I do. It would have been amusing if my dear were to stumble his way back home with that torchlight. Straight to the point, then. Yes, I'm fine, hun. As I've said numerous times on the way here, I'm quite fine. Though, I admit, my episode at the lake made your worries justified. I am all right now. Yes, I suppose it did open up old scars. I had nearly forgotten that it has been nearly a decade since my circumstances in the Coda Kingdom. But you were there to protect me. You have done something no one had done for me, dear. You've demonstrated that you truly care for me, despite my outward appearance. Because of today, you made me jubilant, eager. Excited. I'm not fooling you. The way you put yourself before those humans, protecting me from potential danger. They may have not had any ill intent, but I won't lie, human. I felt rather turned on by the notion. Hmm. And I still do. Maybe a reward is in order. My lover has been tense these last few weeks, and it has been a while since I've pursued my needs. You deserve my special hospitality for all you've done. Good boy. I should reward you for being such a good boy. And I know the way to do just that. Don't squirm now, dear. It's just my hands trailing down your shirt, down your pants, and... there we go. Your cock feels hard and warm to my touch. And judging by your gaze, I'm guessing you want me to stroke you, Then let Mother Aurora take good care of your needs. Clever, aren't you? You know how long it's been since we've last done it, right? How many weeks without your touch to my most desired parts? It's been too long. I assume you feel the same. It didn't help that your actions today have made me rather lustful. To be under your care and protect me during the situation back at the pond, I couldn't help but fall for you further. And ultimately, it had made me very wet. Come here. I want to reward my lover and my good boy. Your lips taste divine. You quiver under my touch. But there is no need for such actions. Relax into me and let me care for you. There we go. Sink deep into my kisses and let my hands continue to pleasure you. You don't need these pants for what I have planned for you. So let me discard them for you. There. Now you can see my first pair of hands work your magnificent cock on my second pair. Lock themselves to the back of your neck. They will make sure you wouldn't avoid my kisses. I can see your eyes cloud over, which can mean lust is taking hold. Good. I suppose I've worked you up enough. Now let me untangle myself from you. I need to situate myself on the bed for this next part. Now come. Come rest your head on my lap, dear. There we go. Now I want you to relax so my hands glide back to your cock and begin their work. Shh. Easy there, dear. You've been rather tense these past days. Let me ease you into the pleasure. That's it. Good boy. You are doing a good job for Mother Moth. Oh, hush. I can't help it. The pet names make it all the more sweeter when we eventually fall to lust. So be a good boy and rest your head back down. Mother Aurora didn't say we are done yet. I see you keep staring at my breasts. I assume you want to see them bare. It would be paramount to adhere to my good boy's demands while I nurse him. So let me take this top layer off. There. Gaze all you want, love. But if I were in your situation, I would do much more than stare at my exposed bosom. There you go. Make sure to suck generously while I continue. Keep going, dear. Suck more of my nipple while my rough fingers glide along the length of your cock. Do you love the feeling of my three-digit fingers? And my slick but rough skin softly working your tender cock with great care? It must be a unique feeling, I'm sure. Much different than that of a human's, but pleasurable nonetheless. Aren't you a needy boy? The way you suck at my breast, trying to coax out milk that would never come. Such a good human you are. I felt you twitch under my hands. Are you about to come? That simply won't do now, would it? I won't allow you to come, dear. Just not yet. Why not? My, you really must be in dire need of release, then. You seem to be leaking your pre-cum everywhere, yet your cock looks like it wants to burst. You've made a mess of my hands, dear. Such a naughty boy you are. But Now that leaves me at a crossroads. Shall I continue here and let you release to my hands? Or milk you through another method? I think I know just the thing for it. Here, remain where you are while I move myself away. Now, since you love my breast so much, I might as well finish you off with the bosom you hungrily sucked on. Just let me rest above my waist and let my heavy breast smother your nini cock. There. My, what an adorable sight. You look to enjoy my warm breast simply wrapped around you. Adding to the fact that my tufts of moth fluff covering parts of your cock, I assume this feels heavenly to you. Let me delay no further. I have a cock to milk and a good boy to satisfy. Even as I pump this cock with my breasts, your euphoric expression never fails to entertain me. However, it just drives me to push further. I want to see you basking in pleasure, as my good boy deserves. And just like my pampering, I will make sure you will be greatly satisfied. Do tell me when you're getting close. Mother Moth needs to know beforehand when her human is about to burst, so that she could then milk them for their warm seed. Your tip is twitching. I can see it pop in and out of my cleavage, still leaking your pre-cum. It's so close to my mouth. I may as well... Such delicious pre-cum. It's a good thing and makes for excellent lubricant, allowing my breast to glide smoothly along your length. You're nearly at the edge. That's my cue to press on faster. Wouldn't want my good boy to be dissatisfied now, do we? My, you're twitching and shifting under me much more frequently. Relax, dear. Let your muscles ease themselves into the mattress, and only concentrate on the wonderful feeling I'm giving. I feel you twitch once again. Are you going to burst? You may, but only under the condition that you give me a full load. A healthy young man like yourself needs to give Mother Moth only the largest for loads. That's it, sweetie. Give in to me. Let me coax the semen out of you. Come for me. Come. Oh my. So much cum is spewing out. Coating my breast and face with your ivory warmth. Such a good boy you are. Good boy. Now, Mother needs to clean up the mess you've made. You've done so good, giving me all this milk to lick off. I hope I satisfied you, love. Licked clean. Thanks for the treat. Of course, sweetie. You deserve only the best. Don't hesitate to ask me to quash any pent-up stress. I aim to tend to all of your needs. Then I look forward to that. Dear, what is that you have? A lantern, a lamp, during nighttime. Come here. It's in. Big, warm cock is in. I hope you still have more in you, human. I need to breed. Breed you so that I could feel your warmth. Warm and hard like lantern. I must coax out more warmth. So slick I am. I need your cock, human. Don't let go of lantern. I need light to milk. Milk warm. Cock from seed. Do not let go. I will use hands to keep it still. Keep you from leaving. You won't be let go until I milked cock dry. Yes, good human. Need more of you. Need more warmth. Need to go faster. Light. Feel good. Cock feels good. I need to get cock to breed me. Insides. Lunch. Cock. Last long. Two. May not be another moth. But human cock is human is a good mate. Human is good enough to be father. Yes, good enough mate. Good enough to have his young breed over and over and have many young. need more human cock. Need to go faster. Twitching is this human going to come? Need human seeds to mark me, breed me, fill me. Come, fill inside with warmth. Breed me with young human breed. Human seed pumping into me. So warm, like a lantern. Dear? Dear, are you okay? You look exhausted and satisfied. And I'm on top of you. I don't remember. Dear, what? Is that a lamp? And its flame extinguished. It was your doing. I see. You're deep inside me, and I'm filled with warm cum. What did you do? You lit a lantern in front of me? Let me take you in my grasp first. I feel awfully tired and wish you to be my next comfort pillow. Now come here. There. Now, dear, what were you going to say? So you've done research about it then and still went with it out of curiosity? Yes, my kind do tend to gravitate towards light sources at night. And the ones who wield them, well, they attract a certain attention from us. A certain primal attention. Correct. That is why whenever I wish to state both our needs at night, I keep the hut free from light sources. Oh no, you don't need to worry. You are quite fine, dear. In fact, you knew exactly what you were going into, given your prior research on my kind's instincts. Oh, that? No, you haven't impregnated me, if that's what you're worried about. My cycle wouldn't be in another 5 or so months. Meaning we have plenty of time to relieve ourselves before we cross that bridge. I look forward to the day you wish to make me into a fertile mother. But now we rest. Tomorrow is another day together, and my good boy needs his strength for the coming days. Good night, dear. I love you. And thank you for everything.